Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope that you have been with us as we have made a lot of progress in our discussion of this famous Bible passage, the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Let me read this verse, and then I want to point us to another verse over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 8. So if you want to have your Bible open to Romans 8 and 1 Corinthians 8, that will be beneficial for our study today. As you know by now, Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Our focus this week has been on the all things that God causes to work together for the good of those who love him to those who are called by God. I want to move on from the all things so that I can make some comments on what is meant by work together and for good. But just before we pivot, I wish to remind you that God knows you. He sees you. He knows you from the inside out and back in again, and he loves you. A lot of times when Christians, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, are going through some trouble, a trial, and a real tribulation, we tend to suffer alone. We might suffer alone because we are alone. We do not really have anyone else we can lean on. Maybe you are a person who cannot leave your home or nursing home because you are no longer mobile. This is isolating. And or we may suffer alone because we do not want to be around anyone else, even other Christians, like people in our church, for example. In the case of mental illness or a depression, we simply do not have the energy to engage and interact with people. In the case of a disease, we feel too sick to get out of bed, to shower, to put on some clothes and host others, even from our church or synagogue or family. So we press on in silence and solitude. And in these bad times, we wonder, does God see me? Does he know what I am going through? Does God care? You heard me yesterday and the day before that talk about how bad things drive us into a deeper intimacy with God and about how God uses bad things to break through to us, given our stubbornness in receiving truth directly from him. And you may or may not buy what I was selling there. Or you cannot even really get into all that because you have a more primary problem or concern. Does God see me? Does God care for me? My friend, I have a verse from the scripture for you, and I really want you to hear this. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 3 says, "If anyone loves God, he is known by him." We need to hear that again. If anyone loves God, he is known by God. Loving God, that is what Romans 8:28 says, to those who love God. What 1 Corinthians 8:3 says is that to those who love God, you are known by God. You are known. Based on the authority of the Word of God, I say to you at this hour something I pray you will remember. God knows you. God sees you. God knows exactly what you are going through. God does care for you. And God is going to cause all things, even these bad things, to work together for your good. If any woman loves God, she is known by God. If any man loves God, he is known by God. This is powerful truth that you can apply in your circumstances. If you will yield to the Lord now, you will discover things about God you never knew before. He will pull you further up and further into Himself. Borrowing the words of Romans 8, verse 15, we cry out, Abba, Father. We cry out of the angst of our souls, Abba, meaning Daddy, Dada, Papa, Father. God is our loving Heavenly Father, and He knows us. I pray you will receive His compassionate care as you experience these bad things, which are a part of the all things that God commands in your life. If anyone loves God, he is known by God. My wife and I know of three people in our lives who have had a cancer diagnosis this year. One of them earlier this week, another of them this morning, and the first one a few months ago. Two of these are people who really do love the Lord, and they are going through what can best be described, borrowing from the psalmist, as the valley of the shadow of death. The first man, a devoted pastor, the man who married my wife and I at our wedding, is suffering with an advancing and uniquely placed cancer in his body. He's a young man. I don't care how you position what he is going through, along with his God-loving wife and family. This is bad. We are pleading with God to save his life. The second is a missionary. This is a woman who has given her life to people both within and outside the United States in Asia, so that they will hear the gospel, repent, and believe on the Lord Jesus. She has used all of her many talents and creativity wisely to glorify the God she loves. But she has cancer in her body. This is bad. Her prognosis is much better, but still, we kneel before the Lord in prayer for her every day. Our hearts are burdened by the doctor's report. And this third person, a friend, is not yet a Christian. She does not love God, but we love her, and we pray earnestly for her. The prognosis is not good. That vile cancer on the move through her young body. This is bad. Bad things come into the lives of those who love God and those who hate God. And there is a remarkable and notable difference between how these two Christian friends respond to their disease and how this third woman has responded. The believers have such peace and comfort. The unbeliever is rattled. I'm sharing this with you to say, none of us escape bad things. All things include bad things. And for those who love God, to those who were called by God to love God, the Lord is causing all things to work together for good. Yes, including cancer. And so we look to our Savior and appeal to Him to heal all who are sick and or all who are walking through a very difficult time for some other reason, examples of which I have shared before. We cry out, Abba, Father, see us through. Thank you that you will never leave us or forsake us. You know us. You see us. You care about us. Amen. Now, friends, I hope this is encouraging to you right now, wherever you are. And sincerely, I invite you to send me a prayer request if you would like. Do you need prayer? Do you know someone who does? Maybe you have 1,000 people praying for you. Maybe you have no one praying for you. Whatever the case may be, I am certainly here and willing. You can write and tell me as much or as little as you want, even an email or letter as simple as giving me a name to pray for. And I can assure you, I will pray. My email is mark@godisministry.org. And my mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And both these addresses will be repeated soon, so stay tuned and jot these down. Write to me today. Why delay? Please send me your prayer requests. Also, plan to be with us again tomorrow. What I will say will tie in with what has been shared thus far. Let's end the week strong in the Word of God. And you who have been following along will notice that I have not talked about the words work together. And I have said something about the words for good, but I have something to add to what has been said. And since we have some time left, let me get into this little phrase the Apostle Paul uses, saying, all things work together, in Romans 8:28. In the Greek language, this is one word, and we get our English word synergy from it. God takes the good things and the bad things and makes them cooperate so they work together for our good. There is synergy. And here is what else I want you to know. This word is in the present tense. That is, God is working together happens without pause. He's doing it now. All day and every night, God is doing this in our lives. He is always working all things together for our good. Furthermore, this word is in the active voice. Active. Action. God is on the move. And this word in Greek is in the indicative mood, meaning this is a statement of fact. It is factually correct. It is actively happening. It is happening in our lives at this very moment and every moment. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. Join us tomorrow because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.